Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials saying a suicide bomb blast in Baghdad has killed at least 11 people, wounded dozens of others. Suicide car bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market today in a mainly Shiite district. There has been no claim of responsibility, although the Islamic State has carried out similar attacks targeting Shiites. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, an Iraqi war veteran, accused of killing 5 people, wounding 6 others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the Fort Lauderdale airport.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast president says a deal has been reached to end a 2-day army mutiny that renewed security concerns.
Je confirme mon accord pour la prise en compte.
Alassane Ouattara made the announcement during a cabinet meeting. He said he agreed to take into account the claims by the soldiers concerning bonuses, improvements to their living conditions, and the work that they do. Analysts had predicted the government would offer payoffs to defuse the crisis, as it did when soldiers staged a similar revolt in 2014. The details of the deal not known. This is VOA News. Huge explosion ripped through the center of a rebel-held border.